If you love talking about cats, but your friends and family are kind of over it, this is the podcast for you. Join your hosts, Danielle Stray Woolley and Elizabeth Calico Gearhart, on the Jersey Podcats, where every day cat lovers share funny stories, challenging situations, and ask their questions about cats. All right, let's get right into this episode.
Hi, everybody. I'm Danielle Woolley.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, and we are
the Jersey Podcats.
The cat podcast everybody loves, right, Danielle?
Yes. I keep staring at myself because I'm wearing my new glasses, which look exactly the same as my old glasses.
But they look good. They look excellent.
I just got them with a blue light filter, so everything looks blue, but it's great because my eyes are bothering me.
So. Oh, that's good. I'm wearing my cheapo drugstore magnifiers. So I can see your face better.
So, well, what are we talking about today?
So we have to continue our conversation on Thor and Loki.
Okay.
Loki passed. Which
he's actually right behind me. If you're watching on YouTube, my friend Nicole painted that for me.
So Thor has had some behavioral changes since Loki passed. So I think we wanted to start there, right?
Sure. So, and the reason why we wanted to start there too is because today our topic was for talk about medications. We keep saying we're going to talk about how to give cats medications. Again, we're not vets. We're just speaking from experience and from what tips have been given to us. But I always bragged about how, all you need is one of those little gravy tube treats. There's lots of brands of them. And you just hide the pill in there, pop it in. Wow, it's so easy. Because that's how I gave Thor his anxiety meds. Well, we had a little section of time where he had a cold and he was hiding. And I couldn't get his antibiotics in him because apparently antibiotics, as we all know, smell bad. So my normal method did not work for him at all. And he hid. And there were days where we literally could not find him. And I said, you know, I'm not going to push it. I checked with the doctor or the vet. And she said, well, try, you know, tapering down. Don't just stop. And since then, he actually has not been back on his anxiety meds. And he's no longer has his cold. We finally got medicine into him, thankfully, but it was not fun. And then that's when Elizabeth started talking about, well, you know, I found this cool thing and she'll share with you what she's been doing. And we were like, you know, there's so many different ways to do it. And I felt like a dum-dum because I've been bragging for over a year now, like, oh, I have the best way to give a pill. And it only worked for the anxiety pill, I guess, because it wasn't stinky like the antibiotic was.
So for Max, I mean, to go back, Max had a lot of medication the first year of his life because he was scratching himself. He scratched all his fur off. We finally hit a combination of medications that worked, but he was getting a lot of liquid medication and he hated it. And like with the gabapentin, which I'm not giving him the gabapentin anymore, he would actually foam at the mouth. It's like, aww. Oh my God, this poor cat. So anyway, the vet told me the last time I was there, have you ever tried a pill gun on a cat? So what is the best way to give a cat a pill? For Max, it turned out to be the pill gun. So he's pretty good about it. And what it is, you can find them on Amazon. I got one that was pretty
highly rated. We have a link in our show notes too.
We'll have the link. So you just put the pill on the end of this thing and there's a little trigger. It is kind of like a medical gun. And then you stick it as far down the cat's mouth as you can and squeeze it. And then you, like I hold his mouth shut. And then the vet also said if he wouldn't swallow to blow on his face, because that makes him swallow. So anyway, I think he's relieved that he doesn't have to have the liquid anymore. So he's doing really well with this pill gun. With Mercutio for liquid, for first one pill down Mercutio, then I could never get one again. So I had to take him to the vet for shots. But if I have liquid for Mercutio, and they say you're not supposed to do this, but it works for him, I put it on his fur where I know he can easily reach and lick. He can't stand having anything on his fur, so he licks it right off.
Oh, that's a good one. That's funny because when I'm in the mood to kind of annoy my cats and I know they just got done cleaning, of course, I start petting them again.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like, oh, she touched me. I got to clean myself again. It's hilarious.
But you know what's funny, Danielle? So Max is on cyclosporine and a steroid. The steroids every other day, but he started scratching again.
Oh, no.
So I've got him back on the Zyrtec. So Zyrtec in the morning, cyclosporine in the evening, and the steroid every other day in the evening. And he's holding his own. He's shaking his ears again. So I do need to put the, the Revolution on him, mm-hmm. Revolution Plus on him, because that also kills ear mites. So it might be ear mites this time, but he had an ear infection before. So if he keeps shaking his ears, I'm going to take him back to the vet. Or I still even have some of that ear medicine left. I might try putting that in there. But
like a full-time job with this little dude.
It is. It is. But he's a lot of fun. He's crazy. So, so I would suggest anyone that is having trouble, like if you can get little pills, the smaller, the better. That cyclosporin is kind of hard to give Max because it's a little bit of a big pill. They say put it in the freezer. It goes down easier. I don't know why, but anyways.
I've never heard that one. I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah. So just look at our Amazon or look at the show notes for the Amazon account and get a pill gun. They, you know what? If you've been doing liquids, it's a relief for the cat.
You know what I forgot to tell you, actually, when you were talking about the pill guns, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard of those before. I've been in like this big cleaning spree. When I don't feel good, that's what I do. I go back and forth between wanting to do absolutely nothing and then wanting to just like clear everything out. Like if it's not, what do they say, not tied down, it's going in the trash. And I actually found one that was in my pantry that I forgot I had gotten from when our first cat, Callie, was really sick and we could not get any pills in her whatsoever. And she was extra difficult because she wouldn't even drink or eat wet food. She just drank water and had dry food and that was it. So we didn't even have a way to entice her or give her treats or give her gravy. So I completely forgot I even have it. So I have it out now in case we need it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, someone give me a reason to try this pill gun now.
Well, I actually have two of them. I have one for the steroid and one for the cyclosporin. So I can just quit because the minute he sees the medicine come out, he's gone. Yeah. And then I have to wait like a half hour or so when he comes back.
Yeah. And it's interesting while you're talking and you're talking about your cats and I'm thinking about mine, like different cats have different ways that they can be handled. So like, you know, working and volunteering in rescue, I have a lot of people in the rescue community say, oh, just scruff the cat. If I tried to scuff one of my cats, there's just no way he'd ever come near me again.
What is scruffing a cat?
Oh, sorry.
How do you scruff a cat?
So scruffing. So people who are listening to the podcast can't see me making weird hand motions on the YouTube video. But it's just grabbing like the loose skin behind their their neck. Like think of the mom cat when they like pick them up and carry them around. So some people just do that because that's part of cat's nature. I do know a lot of cat behaviorists who say that's awful. Don't do that to your cat. So there's a lot of different opinions. You just always want to make sure, even like with what we're talking about here, you match it to the personality of your cat too. Like for me too, I even cut my nails down because I was trying to practice. Because if you're going to go do volunteering and you have to transfer cats between cages, especially on adoption days, like that is the safest way in that environment to do it from what I've seen. And I just can't do it. Like I can give them needles. Like I've given diabetic medication before to cats.
Wow.
It's not a problem. But just for some reason, I can't do it. So yeah, my friends know when I go that they have to help me.
Yeah. My vet does that. And like his technicians will do that. They'll scruff the cat and then give him the shot. But I don't do it. I pick them up by their rib cage, like, you know, the middle of their body. And Lily doesn't like to be picked up. Kushi will tolerate it. Max is okay with it, but he gets tired of it after a while. But I'm trying to pick Max up more because every time I was picking him up, I was giving him medicine. So I'm trying to pick him up.
That's what I'm doing with Luffy. So like back to my foster fail, which I'm okay with. He actually was the one who was originally sick and then Thor was sick, right? Yes, I think that's what happened. And with him, I was only picking him up like to clip his nails, to give him medicine. Yeah. So now we just pick him up for no reason. Or like we make snapping noises. My husband got all of our cats to jump on snap command now, which is pretty cool. Except for Luffy wants to do it at like 3 a.m, 4 a.m, 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And he's got this funny thing about the squishy blanket texture on the bed. So like now I don't even open my eyes. I just like open the blanket so that the sheets are firm, like on the mattress, and he has to stand on the mattress. And I just go like this. He jumps up and does this thing for a few minutes and then he leaves. He still won't lay with us. He won't go on my lap.
That's hilarious.
Well, that is progress.
Yeah. Well, my cats sleep with me. And then last night I was sick to my stomach for some reason. I think I ate something too spicy or something. So I had to go downstairs and like prop myself up on the sofa and they all came downstairs with me. So we all slept downstairs last night.
It's like a slumber party.
I know. It was a slumber party.
That's cute.
Yeah. But we have this little routine now with Lily. I have to just throw this in there. So my daughter is a nurse. She's living with us for a little while. So she works nights. So she gets home at 7 a.m. and Lily's on my bed and she goes in and gives Lily her pets. And she said this morning, she didn't give Lily enough, and Lily made her give her more pets. So Lily's not really, she doesn't like to be picked up or touched that much, but every once in a while. So
yeah, my cats are all friendly with me and my husband. I used to joke about how if someone rang the doorbell, Loki would be the one running to the door, like, yay, who's here for me? And everybody else ran away. Everybody else still runs away except for Thor. He's kind of indifferent, but he'll start rubbing on you and like headbutting you for food. And just to finish up what I was saying before, the reason why I think that Thor no longer needs the anxiety meds is I think he was just so over worried about Loki.
Yeah, they can sense it.
I think he just, even his demeanor is different. Like, he's not always like on edge all the time. He's just like, oh. And he was like, even when we started here, he was rubbing on me and everything. And he never did that before. And it's just interesting. And this is how, this is going to be part of my grieving process, by the way. I'm going to keep bringing up Loki for the next 200 years, maybe 203 years.
As you should. I bring up checkers all the time.
I know. But it's just interesting to see the cats all behaving differently. And it's probably because I did spend a ton of attention on Loki because he was my boy. But the cats are just kind of like finding their new places and like sitting in different spots in the house. Like, I know your cats have certain spots that they always sit, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I drove Kushi crazy yesterday. He was on the second to the highest tier of the cat tree. And I was playing with him and petting him. And he got mad at me because it was too much. He wanted to sleep. So he went up to the top tier.
But like, where they get their meds, though, changes, and where they were being fed, like the spots where everybody was eating before has shifted. Like, before Loki had his spot, Thor had his spot, and everybody used to run away from Thor because he was just like a little nuts.
Wow.
Now they all eat together. It's the strangest thing.
Oh, that is weird. We had, Max has one behavior change. This is so strange. We have had a stray cat come around, but when people come, like if he hears them coming up the basement stairs, he doesn't know who they are, or he hears them ring the doorbell, he starts growling.
Hmm.
Like he's a dog.
Well, you know? Funny you should say that. So back to Luffy. So for people who missed the episode last season about the honking cat, I'm going to go ahead and imitate what he does. Please. Well, you can laugh all you want. I really don't care. But there was a show called One Piece that he had just watched. And the character's name was Monkey D. Luffy. And I don't know why. I just like the name Luffy. I thought it was cute. But this cat acts like a dog. So we named him Puppy D. Luffy. And when he meows, he doesn't really meow. He goes, and sounds kind of like a mix between ha-ha and
that.
A honk.
You have to do that louder.
I think you're saying that just to make me look stupid, but sure. So it's like a honk slash ha-ha noise. So like when we make that noise, he comes running. But I don't know if we proactively knew that he was going to be more like a dog than he knew, or if he's now acting more like a dog because of it. But he actually jumps up when he does that funny routine where he hops up on the bed.
Oh my gosh.
He actually licks us. And like drools a little bit, which is like kind of gross because I said I never wanted a dog because I think drooling is disgusting.
Yeah.
Now I have a cat version of a dog that drools on me. medicine. So we were talking about pills before for the medicines.
Right.
I had to give eye drops. Have you ever had to give eye drops before?
I had to give lots of eye medicine to Max when he was a kitten. It was torture. He hated it. It hurt. I could tell.
Yeah. So for when I was fostering originally with my OG foster fails, Derek and Tony, they had ear mites too.
Mm-hmm.
When I first brought them in. And so I found, because I was like, oh, I want them to be free and let them run around the house. Like that was way too much freedom for them because it was stressful, not just for me, but for them to get the medicine in them. So if it's a short period of time, like mine was a couple of days, I actually get my cage back out and keep mm-hmm. them in the cage because they can't run around. And it's like you just open, it's in, it's done. If it's something like that, because otherwise I can't get them, you know?
Well, and if they don't know you real well, like my cat's routines are so established that we can usually grab them and give them the medicine because we know where they'll be at any given time. Yeah. But yeah, if it's
that's
a
how
new cat.
Click nails, maybe that's another episode. I have to wait till they're like dead asleep and we played and wipe them out. And then they're like clonked out and we're like, clip.
Yeah, I need to do Max as a... I'm a chicken. I make the vet do it when I take him to the vet.
Oh, yeah, we do it. Thor's the only one who kind of fights us. So he has to be like really tired and out of it. Tony, he's just such a little wiggle worm that I only got his left paw clipped last time. And you could tell when he's playing that his right claw keeps getting stuck on the floor. So like he starts spinning in circles a little bit. But we also have carpet in case you're wondering what I meant by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I did clip Max's once. I need to try it again, but he, You know, the other behavior, and this is maybe for another episode, Danielle, Max loves to bite me, not hard, not breaking the skin, but he just loves to bite me. And and Cushy's starting to do that now, too.
Tony and Derek do it when they're overstimulated or if they are trying to get our attention for something, like drag us out of bed to go get food for them.
Yeah. Well, when Max was little, he used to bite the back of my thighs.
Oh, gosh. One of the fosters had an issue with biting when we first brought it in because it wasn't with other kittens, so it didn't really know how to behave. And I actually did this with Loki, too, because someone, I forget who told me to try this. But every time they'd bite me, I'd made like an obnoxious like screaming noise.
Oh.
And Loki never really bit me again after that. And the foster said that this cat's doing well now.
Oh, well, that's good. So now we know what to do.
Yeah. Just don't bite them back, though, because that's not very nice.
Do you want cat fur in your mouth?
Well, when they're kittens, that's why, like, some of the rescues, they want you to take two at a time because they teach each other how to behave. And if they're, you know, abandoned and there's no other kitten with them, they're just like, ow, I don't know that hurts. This is fun. I enjoy biting you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Max, like, he didn't really have another kitten. Lily was
disclaimer,
there.
Disclaimer, I don't bite cats, you guys.
Did you ever see that episode of The Office where Angela left her webcam on and she went home and she was licking her cats?
Oh my gosh. No. How did I miss that one?
They're like, is she licking that cat?
No, I'll have to go watch. That's funny. Oh, but you know what I did see? I don't know if you saw. Actually, no, I sent it to you. About the library in New York.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing the library forgiveness, which we had in school, right? Like, it's the end of the school year. You're not going to get your report card unless you return the book. And libraries will start sending you fines. If you come in with a picture of your cat, they will forgive your loans. Just bring the book back.
That's so funny.
That's awesome. They said it's been really successful so far.
Yeah.
People are bringing the books back.
And who doesn't have a picture of their cat or a million pictures of their cats?
How many do I have now? My gosh, it's been a little while since we played this game. Let's see. Want to take a guess?
5,000.
Keeping in mind that I have been volunteering with the rescue again.
Oh, 10,382.
Ooh, goodness. Let's see. 10,492.
Oh.
I'm not even lying to you.
I thought I was close.
Yeah, you are.
I was at 5,000 until you said you'd been volunteering.
Then yes, that's why I said I had to make sure to put that in there.
Yeah.
The only other medication thing I wanted to ask about, and this is really a question for the audience, is eye drops. So I've done eardrops before, and I know it's like you get it in, you got to rub it around. The vet showed me how to do the Q-tips. I was always nervous to do that too, because you know how they tell you not to put Q-tips in your ear. I was always worried. But it's actually pretty simple to do. Again, if you have them confined and held the right way and you're not freaking them out, giving them anxiety, maybe go back and listen to the episode. I wrote it down actually, because I figured we'd be talking about cat anxiety. Is from Music for Cat and Dog Anxiety. So Anxiety Music for Your Pets was one of our episodes with Erica Messer. So I'll put the link in there too. But I was talking about eye drops. I've never had to give eye drops before until Luffy, because his eye was all gooky. And it like kept just rolling off. So if anybody has like a better tip for that. So we finally got the eye meds in, but it was like it was 1 to 2 drops twice a day. But we had to try like 3 or 4 drops for it to like land. It was like playing surrogate practice.
That's weird.
It was kind of like rolling off. So we found it worked okay if like Brian was holding him like a baby, because then he was kind of forced.
Yeah. And then did you squeeze his eyes shut with your fingers?
No, he did it on his own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I asked around even at the rescue and they said, oh, they should have given you a gel. And I was like, isn't that more difficult to put on? Because I remember when we got a really sick litter of kittens and I was having to do the gel on their eyes every morning. That was tough.
Yeah, well, I did eye drops when Max was a kitten, but I could tell they hurt his eyes, so I just quit doing it. I was like, you know, I don't think he's really, his problem was never an eye problem. He never had a problem with his eyes. The vet just misdiagnosed.
Yeah, it was so hard to tell. I really like my vet, so I do any, she told me to like jump up and down while I was holding him and, you know, gave him 1,000 treats to make him better. I would do that. Not that she would say that. She's very positive with meds. I'm being really silly now. I think we're going to start wrapping up.
Yes, I think it's time to wrap this one up.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. If you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss, we've got plenty, but we'd love to hear from you too. And make sure to check out the show notes. We talked about a couple of things. Anything that you click on, we do get a small affiliate fee for. We are looking to just cover the expenses of the show and at some point be able to give back to cat rescues.
Cat rescues. Yes, absolutely.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. Give this podcast a rating so other cat lovers can find it. Connect with the Jersey Podcats on social media or visit thejerseypodcats.com and leave a message sharing a story or a question about cats. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.